Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And our own Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Brooks, last week you reported on the Proctor football season ending abruptly because of a serious incident that brought in authorities and law enforcement. Only no one was saying what it was, but it has led to some action this week.
Yes, this week, Proctor High School football coach and teacher Derek Perendo resigned after saying that he had been targeted with threats and harassment, bullying in the wake of an incident that happened, student misconduct, the details of which are still under wraps. Police are continuing to investigate, but the entire Proctor football season has been canceled. Now they're without a coach. Now questions still remain as to whether criminal charges are coming and what else might still be revealed.
Well, on a far more enlightening sports note, it's hockey season and the Wild came to town.
They did. They practiced at Amsoil Arena in Duluth. Said they had a really nice time up here just hanging out. They played some golf. They bonded. They got ready for the season to start. And they also warmed up the ice for the college hockey icebreaker tournament this weekend. We'll see Michigan, University of Minnesota Duluth, Minnesota State, and Providence face off for a four-team tournament and some hardware at the end of that.
All right. And back to schools, or perhaps schools that shouldn't have been. The Duluth City Council has made a statement on Native American boarding schools.
Yes, this week on Indigenous Peoples Day, the Duluth City Council essentially passed a resolution condemning the legacy of Indian boarding schools, 16 of which existed in Minnesota between the 1860s and 1970s. The resolution itself says that the city acknowledges the pain and suffering, acts of torture and genocide, and ongoing historical and intergenerational trauma suffered by American Indian and Alaska Native children, families, and communities resulting from the boarding school policy. Several supporters of the resolution spoke on Monday night saying that they had a personal or family connection to boarding schools and that that trauma has remained with them. The vote was unanimous to pass this, and it also urges the U.S. Congress to take up a Truth and Healing Commission to further take action to address this issue.
Well, Danny, Duluth isn't the only government entity making such a statement on Wisconsin's side.
Yeah, in Wisconsin this week, Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order apologizing for the state's role in supporting Indian boarding schools. Records indicate that there were at least 10 Indian boarding schools in Wisconsin, including in Bayfield and in the Hayward area. And Governor Evers is calling for an examination of the history of those schools here in Wisconsin after the U.S. Department of Interior announced an investigation earlier this year. And now the U.S. Department of Interior has also launched efforts to begin tribal consultations to get an idea of just the impact that this has had. And as you know, the federal government forced countless Native American children to attend these boarding schools and day schools across the country with the goal of assimilating them into white culture and really disconnecting them from their American Indian identities. And kids were prevented from practicing their traditions and their language. And so this is just one step that the governor has taken to begin to make amends for that history.
All right. Well, another public figure is weighing in on Wisconsin actions from a decidedly different point of view.
Yeah. Rocker Ted Nugent spoke with a bunch of lawmakers, Republican lawmakers at the Capitol yesterday as they unveiled a package of 13 bills, one of which would allow sandhill crane hunting in Wisconsin. Another would include a renewed plan to authorize so-called constitutional carry in the state. Constitutional carry allows anyone over 18 to carry a concealed weapon without a license. And, you know, the subject of hunting sandhill cranes has been one of discussion among hunters and conservationists for years. You know, some hunters have called sandhill cranes the ribeye in the sky. But the birds, though they're not currently listed on Wisconsin's endangered or threatened species list, they have struggled in the past. But our birding experts will tell you that the number of sandhill cranes in the state have grown to about 11,500, which is up from about 6,000 in 1985. State Representative Nick Milroy of South Range here in northern Wisconsin, who sits on the Assembly's Sporting Heritage Committee and is also co-chair of the legislature's Sportsman's Caucus, criticized these proposals that were released by Republicans, saying they were clearly motivated by partisan politics rather than a desire to expand and enhance Wisconsin's sporting heritage.
All right. And finally, fall's here. Temperatures are dropping a little and heating bills may be going up.
Yes. The Energy Information Administration released its winter fuels outlook just the other day, and they're expecting that nearly half of the U.S. households that heat primarily with natural gas will spend 30% more on average than last winter because of spiky natural gas prices. And they could spend up to 50% more if the winter is colder than normal. And those who heat with propane in the area, they could spend 54% more or even up to 94% more if it's a colder winter. And this is all due in part to rising demand and tight supplies around the globe. There were shutdowns in natural gas production due to COVID. There were impacts from Hurricane Ida this past summer that affected production. And then economies are coming back online across the globe, you know, pushing that demand higher. And at the same time, we've seen higher temperatures this past summer, and that drove natural gas prices up because we saw more people trying to keep their air conditioners running. And that meant that less was put in storage for winter months. So all of this combined is really pushing these prices higher, and people should prepare to feel that pinch in the pocketbook this winter.
Prepare, we will. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior Base reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thank you, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport, and be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with more of the music of Molly and the Danger Band, who, as Molly said, are a danger only to themselves. Stay safe, everyone.